Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. We commend your able leadership of this year's social forum and also thank the panelists for their insightful remarks. The theme chosen for the forum resonates with the multiple challenges we face today on the socio-economic front. The COVID pandemic has further aggravated those challenges, as the deadly infection has reinforced the vicious and interconnected cycles of poverty and inequalities within as well among states. While the virus has struck us all without any discrimination, its immediate and long-term socioeconomic shocks have especially affected the marginalized individuals and communities as well as developing countries. Today, developing countries are beset with cascading and multi-sectoral challenges, from fighting against the acute surge in COVID cases to mitigating real risk of hunger, poverty, and unemployment, and from plugging gaps in social protection and healthcare systems to building back better and strong. Indeed, the task at hand for these countries is huge in nature and scale when viewed against the backdrop that many of these countries continue to bear the brunt of climate change, which is not of their own making, and face liquidity crisis due to long-standing debt burdens. Mr. Co-Chair, during the devastating global public health emergency, Pakistan has further expanded its people-centric approach when crafting its anti-COVID responses. Through a smart lockdown and deployment of trained health workers, we have protected lives and sustained livelihoods. Despite financial constraints, an economic relief package of $8 billion was launched, especially targeting women, minority, transgender communities, and informal workers. More than 15 million families have been given emergency cash transfer for 4 months. SMEs have also been provided financial support to keep workers on payroll. Mr. Co-Chair, the COVID pandemic has made us realize that a fundamental shift in focus, approaches, and priorities is vital if we want to anchor the global human rights agenda on a solid and sound foundation. At the global level, debt relief and greater mobilization of finance for cash-strapped developing countries is required to mitigate the resurgence in poverty, hunger, and disease. On the public health front, affordable access to and distribution of COVID vaccine for everyone everywhere is necessary. Pakistan sincerely hopes that the 2 days discussion at this forum will further contribute towards reviving the spirit of leaving no one behind during these challenging times. I thank you.